On Albert Einstein College of Medicine Week, your gut may decide how you react to a medication. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lubusha Kelly, assistant professor of systems and computational biology, has more.
We've known for some time that people's genetic makeup can affect how they respond to a medication. In addition, variations in the human gut microbiome, the population of bacteria and other microbes that live in our digestive tract, can influence the effects of medical treatment. We've learned that the composition of gut bacteria may explain why up to 40% of patients can suffer life-threatening reactions after taking irinotecan, a drug for treating metastatic colorectal cancer. Irinotecan is an important weapon against this type of cancer, but giving ill patients a treatment that causes intestinal problems can be very dangerous. Typically, enzymes in the body's liver cells metabolize the drug into an active, toxic form that kills cancer cells. Other enzymes then convert it back to an inactive form. We studied fecal samples from healthy people and found that some of them were high metabolizers of the drug irinotecan. That means that their gut microbiome can reactivate the drug, which causes those serious side effects. When we did a further analysis, we discovered that the microbiomes of the high metabolizers had significantly higher levels of previously unreported types of enzymes that reactivate the drug into its toxic form. Sometimes physicians can use antibiotics to kill the bacteria that produce these enzymes, but those drugs can kill protective gut microbes as well. Our findings suggest that the composition of a cancer patient's microbiome could be used to predict and potentially prevent his or her risk for an adverse reaction to the drug, something we hope to test further. We're also developing computational approaches to predict other drugs the microbiome can interact with. Our work suggests that there are many more microbiome-drug interactions that remain to be discovered.
And that was Lubusha Kelly of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.